We spoke last week about the inyan of Asar and Nisyanish and Isnasa Avram Avinu. And we spoke last week about the inyan of a person becoming an Av. And it gives Paris Memela. And we said that a person could go through his life and do Maisim Toivim, but they're not results of an Etzem Mitzias that he has. To become something Be'etzem that you can give over to your children, that you can give over to yourself, for that a person needs to be Oymid and Nisyonis. Without that, it doesn't become part of him. It's not the Mitzias. It remains outside of him. That's what we spoke about last week. That means that Asor and Nisyonish and Nisnaso of Abraham of Ram Avinu are Maisa of a similar bonim, that we, in order to become Ovis ourselves, in order to become Epes HaKoyach that's going to have results, that's going to produce something, a person has to be Oymid and Nisyon. Be'etzem, as we said last week, we try to run away from Nisyonis. We try to run away from challenges. And Moshteita is Nishtazay. That a person can only become an Av, a person can only give off toldus, a person can only have a kinyan, a mitzvah, something lasting, if he's Oymid and Nisayon. And the gang is, a person doesn't have to look for a Nisayon. A person doesn't have to go look for Yetzirahs. But when a person has a Nisayon in front of him, to look at it as an opportunity. And we don't look at it that way. We look at it as a Nisayon, as a pain, as a burden. And by the office, they understood that the Nisyonis were opportunities for them to shtel themselves avek, to make a kinyan and ruchnias, to make themselves into a mitzias. And the first thing is not to run away from a Nisayon. When a person runs into a situation where there's a Nisayon, when a person runs into a situation where it's a shvera matziv in ruchnias, where he has to break through, not to run away, to understand that from there he could be kinda. I always tell Bocher, one of the big Nisyonis facing the door, as you know, is going to Chaver's wedding in America. It looks to me like it's the stress in his soul. It looks like everything else the Elam already took care of. But this issue, and I always tell Bachrim, I'm making a joke, obviously. But Nebuch, I see, I always make a Kal V'Chomer that if in this Nisayon the Elam is having a hard time, I can just imagine what's going on in the real things. But I always tell Bachrim, stand up to the Zach, be Oymid and Nisayon, and you'll shtayk from it. And that's on a Zach, which is a cartoon, which is a stupidity, which is a narishkeit, which is a mishagas. But the emes is that everybody knows that whenever there's a Nisayon, and a person's Oymid on it, he grows 10 dargas. What we have in this week's parasha is a little bit of advice. How do we stand up to Nisayonis? It's very nice to talk about that we should take the Nisayonis. Abu Lamaisa is very schwer. And the reason why we run away from Nisayonis is because we're very scared of them, and it's very hard. I want to speak about three Nikudas. In Amida bin Nisayonis, in how to go through. The first Inyan of Amida bin Nisayonis, and everybody can take what they want out of it. Ish, according to his Netiyah, what's good for him, what works for him. But without being Amida bin Nisayonis, we're not going to shtag, we're not going to get anywhere. The first Nikuda that we see in this week's parasha is, I've spoken about it before on many occasions, is the understanding in a very deep way that the koach of the Yetzer Hara at the end of the day isn't the real koach. He's an oni be'etzim. He's a melech zokin uksil, Shlomo Melech called him. Be'etzim, he has nothing to him. We say in the Rosh Hashanah davening, we call a risha kula ka'oshon tichle. Be'etzem, the Ra is only Oshon. It has no Metzias to it. We see it in this week's parasha when Avram Avinu was going to the Akedah. So the Medrash Tanchuma brings down all types of obstacles that the Satan put on his way. There was a river that went up to his neck. There was a Mechitza Shebarzel that went up Ara Shemayim. And the Medrash Tanchuma says that Avram Avinu is going to the Akedah with all his Mesiras Nefesh. And you come up against an iron wall, a Choyme Shebarzel. That's mafsik between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between you and Har Maria. Vos Tutman, what do? Nothing you can do, you can't go through. So So the Medrash says in Tanchuma on this Ikhtasha that Avraham Avinu said, there's a Chaimish of Basel over here, but I'm going through anyway. I'm going through. Says the Medrash, the minute he went through, the Chaimer went away. The Oimik of the Zach is two Chidushim from two sides. On one hand, state the Chidush that the Etzim Chaimer has no Metzias to it. It looks like a Chaimish of Basel. Looks like this gewaltige wall, iron rechitza, which is insurpassable. I can't go through. The etzim, there's nothing there. It can disappear in a second. On the other hand, state that it disappears when the person says, I'm going through it anyway. Now, what does it mean you're going through anyway? What's the oimik of that? Tanhuma says, I'm going through. What do you mean you're going through? But there's a wall there. Where are you going? What does it mean Avraham Avinu says, he's going to bang his head against the wall? Is the pshan that Tanhuma Vaistois is that Avraham Avinu had a havana that the wall's bam is not there. Hagam, emotionally, he felt it there. He saw a wash about with his eyes, with his fleshetik eyes, he saw it there. But in his seichel, he understood that there's no metzias there. And Avraham Avinu said, I'm going through because I know it can't be there. There's nothing that could stop me from avodas Hashem. Shteita, a very tifa zach in amida nisayonis. When we have a nisayon, whatever the nisayon is, whichever area it's in, there's a wall there. We feel we can't go through. A person has a taiva, a person has a yetzahara, a person has a midas ra'as, a person's lazy. All the nisyanis that we all have, big nisyanis, small nisyanis. But the common denominator of all the nisyanis, the tzad ha'shava, is that a person feels a chkenisht. Chkenisht. I can't. There's a chemish of Basel. When a person says, I'm doing it anyway, and he closes his eyes and he says, I don't care, with all the pain he jumps. All of a sudden he opens his eyes, nothing there, no pain, nothing happened. Everyone could try it themselves. Everybody knows that in any sign that you ever had, the difference between the minute before and the minute afterwards is absolute, it's 100% difference. A minute before you were convinced and you can't, and what's going to be mechanished, and then you close your eyes and you say no, the taiva goes away completely. That's the metzias yetzer, so everybody can check it. Check it with lashon hara. Person wants to say lashon hara, he says to himself, I'm not saying. The Yetzirah goes away. As with any Yetzirah like that, what happened? A second ago, a minute ago, the Zach was mamish like a stormy sea. It was a Zach that you... everyone knows, everyone has Yetzirahs. The person says, Akanished. Akanished! I would love to. I'm honest, I want a patri, right? But the Mitzvah is that when a person says no to himself, he says no. He doesn't know why, he does, blindly. The thing disappears. What happened all of a sudden? A second ago, you were going to have a nervous breakdown. You were collapsing. You were chalashing. You can't. Next time, right? Now you can't. The Teretz is stating them that the Zach is no Mitzvah. Otherwise, the Zach doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense logically. How could it be? How could it be that a minute ago there was such a storm going? Is the first limud in the Shemitah that a person has to understand is that there's no Mitzvah to Ra. Ra doesn't have a Mitzvah. Sheker in Leraglaim. Ra doesn't have a Mitzvah in Eilam Hazeh. It doesn't have a Mitzvah better. There's a tremendous koyach adimion that the Yetzirah has. Yetzirah has a koyach adimion noira to create a situation as if there's a chemish of Basel. That means the person should know, I'm saying something very blunt. Every time a person has a taiva, every time a person has a Yetzirah, and a person says to himself, I can't hold on to it, I can't hold out, it's a dimion. There's no mitzvah to it. That's the first zach. I always say over, for those of you who are new, that we find that there's a tviya on a person to recognize that it's a dimion. We find by the Egel that it says that Klal Yisrael was confused because the Satan made an abuvia ba'olam. It was cloudy, it was dark, it was stormy. And mitasai shall Moshe mishaitet va'aver, the mita of Moshe Rabbeinu was floating in the air. Ishtel zechvah, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? We shame to speak about this. You're holding in a matzah that Moshe Rabbeinu came down late, according to your cheshbon. And you're looking up in the air, the whole world is stormy, right? It looks like it's a Levaya day. In Yerushalayim, everybody knows when there's a Levaya, right? Stutzach Meissen, people coming, going, mics, everywhere. And you see up, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Ishtel zefar, when the Satan presented Moshe Rabbeinu, it was in color, it wasn't black and white. It was a full scale Levaya. The Eilim felt that the Levaya of Moshe Rabbeinu, they started to cry. So what's the question for us? Moshe Rabbeinu's meat is floating in the air. What's the question want from us? The whole world is tumbling and it's dark and everyone's depressed and there's a big mic. The Levaya is going to be from Shamgar at 12 o'clock to Hamanuchis. and the Noshim are Misraksois, Berchoiv, Chagai, and everything's organized. And Moshe Rabbeinu's lying there, and there's a big dark hearse driving down Moshe Rabbeinu's Orin. Satan does a full scale, what do you call it? It's not Bidiyevit. No. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? What does it do? A person's supposed to say, nothing there. Let's get on with the show. Next plot, Daf Yomi. State that there's a tvi on a person, and it was a dimion. What happened? It was a dimion. It was imaginary. The whole thing was a show. State that there's the koyach. State that the Satan has a koyach of dimion to create a metzias that all the klai will be fooled. And on the other side, state that a person has the koyach to say it's a dimion. It's mishkas. Go weiter. Nothing. It's not mishkas. Nothing there. I'm going weiter. And that applies to every yetzahara. It applies to every nisoyin. That's the first thing. That a person says, I'm going through. The second akud, a person has to know, it's brought down Sfarim HaKadoshim in a lot of places, that when a person faces the wall, when a person faces the Nisayin, what to do? We find something very interesting. The first gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Sneh. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mizgala for the first time to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, Vayar Malach Hashem Elov Balabas Eish Mitoichas Sneh. Says Rashi, why a sneh? Sneh is a thorn bush. It's a very not productive, it's a painful thing. It's a thorn bush. It's not a comfortable tree. Says Rashi, V'loi Elon Acher Mishum Imoi Anoichi B'tzorah. Because Baruch Hu wants to show that even though you're in Tzoras, you're in a matzav of sneh, there's no peiros, it's not kishmak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there with you. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick. See, that's very interesting. In the first gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is Klal Yisrael, the gilui was a gilui of Imo Enochi B'tzorah. That was the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. That means the most important message, if it's the first gilui, if I say it's the most important, the most important message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was, you're in Memtesh Shari Tuma, you're in a Gefer L'chamatzev, you're on the verge of falling in, you're at the edge of a bor she'ein l'tachtis. You should know labas eish imo yenoichu b'tzar. I'm with you. You're a snare. You're dried up. You only have thorns. You're not producing anything. You're a thorn bush. You should know that imo yenoichu b'tzar. I'm with you in that matzav. That was the first message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Klal Yisrael. The tzara doesn't mean the tzara of the shibud. The tzara means the tzara of Klal Yisrael in the matzav b'mtesh ayitomo. Shteita, that the most important message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us as Bonim Atam Hashem is that you should know that in every matzav you're in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing with you. What that means is that the Iker Koyach that a person can fight on the Nisoyin to fight the wall is Tzadik Bemunasa Yichya. The Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, and if you cry out to Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Shmaya to fight and win any battle. Imo Yanochi B'tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the matzav you're in. You're in Memtesh Shari Tumah. You're sitting in the pits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting with you. And a lot of the reasons is brought down in Sfarim why a person doesn't fight the Nisayon is because he doesn't believe he has Siyata Dishmaya. He doesn't believe he deserves Siyata Dishmaya. He doesn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. It's a lack of emunah. It's kfir mamish. And when a person faces the wall, a person has to dig deeper and should know that you have the, how am I going to go through the wall? I'm facing as that tidal wave of taiva, as that tidal wave of midas ra'as, as that tidal wave of nisayin. And there are times when everyone feels it. Shteita, you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing next to you. He'll go through with you. But if you don't know that He's standing next to you, and you don't believe that He's standing next to you, and you don't feel that He's standing next to you, see, you have no way to walk through. The second eighth of a nisayin is emunah. To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in every matzav, l'bal yidach menidach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives up on a yid. And a yid always has siyata d'shmaya. You have somebody to walk through with you. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, help me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya. It's a mitzias. V'tzadik be'emunasa yichye. A tzadik lives with emunah. A tzadik lives with emunah. A tzadik lives with emunah every step of the way. Every step in Nisayin, every yetzahara, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Imo yenoichi b'tzor b'toich asna. That's the second Eitzah. And the third Eitzah that we have from this parasha, I once saw Rabbi Gedalia Yeshua, he brings down, I forgot from who,
a gevaldike diuk, and it's something which is a lifelong thing. It says in the pasuk, "Ati adati ki yirei Elohim ato." Now I know you have Yerushalayim. Why dafka Yerushalayim? L'chayra, if anything, the Akedah is a raya on Avas Hashem. What's in the Kud of Yerushalayim? He says, a gevaldik azach, azach, which is very again, I want to expand on it for a minute. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz mi Yerushalayim, the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch gives siyata d'shmaya for everything, except for Yerushalayim. What's the Bir HaDvarim? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch gives siyata d'shmaya for everything, except for Yerushalayim? The Zechor of the Bir HaDvarim is like this. A person came into this world in order to get Olam Haba. But in order to get Olam Haba, a person has to earn it. A person has to earn Olam Haba. How do you earn Olam Haba? A person earns Olam Haba by Bechir, by choosing the right thing. That's the etzem mahus, the etzem existence of a person in Olam Haza. Bechir to do the right thing. The Baal HaMusar explained, what's Bechir mean? We spoke about this already on other occasions. Bechira does not mean that when a person is faced with the Yetzirah and a person is faced with an Avera, he chooses to do the right thing or not. He doesn't have the kelim to do the right thing. It's almost impossible to do the right thing. Bechira, says Rabbi Tzvi Petterberger in his introduction to Or Yisrael, Bechira is that you developed before you got to the Avera and before you got to the Nisayin, you were kind of in yourself a darg of Yerushalayim, that when you got to the Nisayin, you had the Yerushalayim to fight it. Yerushalayim, explains a bit, is something that has to be acquired. It's not something you're born with. It's not something that a person has naturally. A person has to acquire Yerushalayim. Ritzel speaks out over there that even though we find that all other fears and pachad and yira that a person has comes naturally, a person's scared of this, a person's scared of that, nobody has to teach, you don't have to learn musa to acquire it. The reason why Yerushalayim, which is also a lechayra, should come naturally to a person. You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you. You know that there's a Rosh Hashanah. You look around the world. The teretz is that if a person is not going to acquire Yerushalayim, if it's going to come naturally, there won't be bechira. If a person would have Yerushalayim, the same way we have fear of all the other things that we're afraid of, you would never have bechira. You never do an avera. So the nekudas of bechira, says Rebitzel, the nekudah of bechira that a person has, the nekudah of bechira is Yerushalayim. Your nekudah of bechira is not whether or not you did the avera or not. If you don't have Yerushalayim, you're going to do the avera. The nekudah of bechira is that you acquired Yerushalayim. Did you choose to acquire? Yerushalayim doesn't come naturally. It's something which a person has to invest in, a person has to work on and develop and grow and be kind and make it part of you. It's not a natural fit. A person's not a fan of Kosh Baruch Hu. So the reason why Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim is because there has to be a nekudah where a person has to do it himself, otherwise he has no bechira. If everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya, what do you come into the world for? The answer is, there's a point of bechira, the nekudah of a person gets siyata d'shmaya for everything. But that's on one tonight that he shtel su. Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim, you have to be kind to yourself. That's your bechira of toiv and ra. Your bechira of toiv and ra is that you sit and acquire a Yerushalayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerusha Einish, Yerusha Reimimus. That's what it means. Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. Says Rabbi Gedal Yeshua that the about the inyan of a nisayin is like we said last week, to see what you are be'etzem. I'll take away your siyata d'shmaya. I'm going to give you a difficult time. What are you? Vos bistu? So the test of seeing whether a person has something of his own, which is the purpose of a nisayin, it's not a test. It's a is Yerushalayim. Because the about the mahus of a nisayin is to bring out the person's own keiches. That's the purpose of a nisayin. What is a person's own koiches? His own koiches is Yerushalayim. Because Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. So the purpose of the Nisayin is not to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. There's no chachma. You have to see after the Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. The purpose of the Nisayin is to bring out your koiches. Your koiches, what you have of your own, is Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim, when a person passes a Nisayin, and when a person uses the Nisayin to bring out what he has, what is he bringing out? It's Yerushalayim he's bringing out. All the other things are matanos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not his own. Yerushalayim is something that a person acquired himself. And a Nisayin is an opportunity for a person to take his Yerushalayim, which is theoretical, and make it real, make it cemented. Ati yadati ki yirei Elohim ato. Stating them that the ikur koyach that a person has to fight a Nisayin is Yerushalayim.
There's a lot of other midas toivus, a lot of other things. But if a person comes to a nisayin, he doesn't have yir shemayim, he doesn't have the courage to stand up to nisayin. And on the other hand, the nisayin, if he passes it, brings out and strengthens the yir shemayim that he has. Because that the nisayin is, what are you? You is yir shemayim. Hakum yidei shemayim, chutz yir shemayim. So if a person says to himself, how am I going to be oymed in nisayin? I want to be oymed in nisayin. I want to stand up to all the challenges that I have. The answer is, a person has to invest time in yir shemayim. You should know that if you don't invest time in yir shemayim, in acquiring it, in developing it, in upgrading it, there's no chance you can stand up to any yir shemayim. There's no chance. Everything I spoke about before, about realizing that it's a lie, about asking for emunah, are all only results of a guy who has yir shemayim. A person who doesn't have yir shemayim doesn't see the nisayim. A person doesn't have yir shemayim doesn't see the wall. He doesn't see the wall. He walks through the wall, but not the same way Avraham Avinu walks through it. He walks through the wall because he doesn't see the wall. And if a person doesn't have the awareness of being mevatel to Ratzon Hashem because of a yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you never even get to the nisayim. There's no nisayim b'chal. You don't see the nisayim, you don't see the wall, you kol shekein don't have the motivation to fight it. And without yir shemayim, a person gets nowhere. That means, we talk about the akedah a lot. Everything we have, efresh yitzchak munach lufanecha. The schus that we come Rosh Hashanah is the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu. It's based on yir shemayim. And yir shemayim is like, it's something that a person has to acquire. It doesn't come naturally. I speak to many bachurim, I speak to myself also. Not in public. But everyone has the hargosha somehow that one day yir shemayim is going to land on a guy. Everyone's waiting for it. Am I wrong? We're waiting for a lot of things. Right? One of the things we're waiting for is, when I'll have yir shemayim. When are you going to have yir shemayim? Next week. For some reason, everyone's under the impression that they're going to wake up one morning and the light of God will shine on them. And they're going to be, wow. Right? They'll be like Rabbi Gamliel. The Kubel. Automatically. Overnight. So everyone says, when that will come, then I'll be a tzaddik. So I have news for you. It's not coming. And it's not going to happen. Because Hakubu Yidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yir Shemayim. And if a person doesn't sweat on it, and work on it, and toil on it, and go up and down with it, and lig in it, so there's no amida b'nisyonos. The problem of not being amida b'nisyonos, we have a misunderstanding. And this is part of our misguided concept of Yiddishkeit. We look at b'nisyonos as connected to guilt trip. If you're not amida b'nisyonos, you're bad. If you're bad, you feel guilty. If you feel guilty, you feel depressed. So who needs a b'nisyonos, right? That's if your Yiddishkeit and your avodas Hashem and your relationship with Kosh Baruch Hu is based on a guilt trip. So then, this whole thing is a very negative thing. You have to have yir shemayim. If you don't have yir shemayim, you're going to feel guilty. I'm not talking about that. There's opportunities that come with nisayon. A person can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can break through one wall, another wall, another wall. But you have to have tools to do it. You have to have kelim. And the kli is, the pasuk says, yir shemayim. And the pshat is because yir shemayim is acquired. Yir shemayim doesn't come by itself. Yir shemayim, there's no siyata shemayim for. And if you don't put into it, you can miss the boat. You'll live erelecha yiddish lives. We can live our whole lives, we can go through it. But we can miss the boat. And there's dargis in it. So a person says, all or nothing. I don't have yir shemayim from Avinu. But you should know that as much yir shemayim as you have, which means on a deep way, you are kind of something of your own, as much as you're kind of something of your own, you can be kind of lemaisa something of it. You can be oymed in nisayonos. You'll get a little bit more yir shemayim. You'll be oymed in more nisayonos. You'll become something more. But it's not all or nothing. So if you, nobody's going to learn Mesilas Yesharim for 5 minutes and shake in fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would shake in fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? If we would say, Omen Yehesh Mei Rabbah like Binyamin HaTzadik, so we wouldn't sin. We wouldn't do a chet. We shake in fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not holding the, everyone thinks like that they are, by the way, funny. Everyone thinks that if they learn Musa 15 minutes for a few days, Aleidik, it's all over. It's not like that. I'm sorry to tell you, I'm a little bit older than you. Doesn't work that way. Okay? It's an avoida. So a person says, well, I learned Musa, I didn't feel anything. It's not true. You learn Musa, you have a drop more yir shemayim.
you'll stand up to a little bit more of a nisayin. You'll stand up to a little bit more of a nisayin. You'll bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll bring out the potential in you. You'll make yourself into a metzias. You'll add on a little bit more Yerushamayim. You'll be omitted in another nisayin, a bigger nisayin. And there are big nisayinis coming your way, Rabbi said. There are big nisayinis coming your way. Life today brings very big nisayinis. Very big nisayinis in all areas. Taivas Momin, Taivas Noshim, Minam Lachaveroi. Sini Soyin to be nice to your wife 50 years. You're getting married, 50, 60, 70 years today at least. You have to be nice to every morning, every afternoon, all your lifetime. Be nice. It's a Nisayin. Bochum don't think it's a Nisayin. The young light know it is. Right? Bochum think, I remember when I was a Bochur, if Shem Zalman said it at his wife's Lavaya, they were married for 60 years. He says he knows the minig is that people ask mechila from the wives. He says there's nothing to ask mechila for. There's nothing to ask mechila for. They lived according to Shulchan Aruch. He never. You have to say something. So when you're a book, you say, well, so what? That's no problem. That's a big thing. You get married. What do you think? Hashem Zalman never said, he didn't, you know, he wasn't a faker, by the way, for those of you who were to see him. Most of you weren't. He got up in public and said, I don't have to ask mechila. Is the pshat is, that means that in 50 or 60 or 70 years of marriage, how long they were married, they get married young in Yerushalayim. Yeah, as long as they were married, he never said, I'm coming back at 5 o'clock, and he came back at 5:15. He never went to Meyer and said, I'll be back in 20 minutes, and got stuck talking to his chaver and learning. But for 50 minutes, his wife was worrying, where are you? If he would have, he would have said, I'm sorry. He wouldn't have gone over in public and said what he called. So there's a lot of nisayinus ahead of you. And that's the easiest nisayinus, by the way. There's real nisayinus ahead of you. You know, you don't stay 20 forever. You get older, you have kids, you have family, you have parnasa issues, you have serious issues which face you, yetzahoras, issues in midas, issues in mominus. What are you going to do? So you can do like everybody else who aren't doing anything. And most people, by the way, when they're faced with serious nisayinus, fail. Most people in the world today, when they're faced with, because they don't have the kalim. They didn't notice there was a wall. They didn't notice that there was a wall till they see the wall of jail after them. When they're in jail already, so they notice, oh, they had a nisayin. But till that, they didn't notice the nisayin before. They don't have Yerushamayim. Because they're not in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now's the time when you're young to make a kinyan. But it's something which requires work. If you're not going to do the work, you're not going to acquire it, you're not going to have the darga. And on the other hand, the richness and the opportunities which are available from these three nekudot which are in front of you. Take the time, and now you're all young, and make a kinyan in these things. And become something. And then you can become office, nice office in Malabonim.